Emily Farrison and Amy Tuttle are in the studio with me tonight to talk about the very intriguingly named Indigo Hippo, of which Emily is the storefront director and Amy is the director of programming. And I'm delighted to welcome both of you tonight. Thanks
for
coming.
So thanks for having us.
So tell us, if you would, what is Indigo Hippo? What's its mission and where are you located?
So Indigo Hippo is a number of things, but primarily we are a storefront in Over the Rhine. We're located on the corner of 13th and Main, kind of just in the heart. And our storefront is, we like to think of it as a thrift store for art supplies, even though the more technical term is creative reuse center. So we accept all sorts of donations of gently used to unused art materials, creative supplies. Really, if something can be used creatively, we'll take it.
Give me some specifics of, if I walked into your store, what would I see on the shelves?
So many things. There's a lot to take in. We get so many varieties of materials. You know, you'll look to your left and you'll see seashells and pine cones and yarn and beads. And to the right, you might find metal bits and wood scraps and more traditional art supplies like oil paints and pastels.
I want to go back to Indigo Hippo because this is such an intriguing name. So why? Where did it come from?
So indigo and hippo are the color and the animal that represent creativity. Indigo is this really potent, strong color that people typically will view in many different ways. You ask five people what the color indigo is, you'll get five different answers, sometimes a little more blue, sometimes a little more purple, you never know. So we love that individual aspect of this color. And then hippos, as you know, are a very heavy creature, but the water that they float in supports them in their life and in their journey, and that's sort of a metaphor for us. Creativity is the water, and creativity is a very powerful tool to support us as we move through our life.
I would assume that you certainly have neighborhood folks coming to use your resources. Tell us how expansive your clientele are.
Yeah, so we have quite a diversity of clientele. Being a neighborhood-based center is really important to us, and so we care quite a lot about offering access to art materials. One of the ways that we offer that is through our pay what you can model, and so we suggest value ranges for all of our art supplies, but we allow people to choose what they think it's worth, what works for them, what they can pay. So we have people coming in and paying towards the higher end of that value range, and then people paying at the value range or below the value range, whatever it is that they can afford that makes it accessible for them to explore their own creative process.
And if I'm right, you're a nonprofit organization, is
correct?
That true?
Yes.
So where does your funding come from?
Comes from a few places. We're really lucky in the sense that we have sort of built two social enterprises. So we are fairly self-sustaining off of being a storefront and also the programming side of things. So we haven't needed to seek very heavily outside funding, but we do have an annual fundraiser and we'll be having another one in December. And that does bring in some good support for us.
How did you come to be? How did Indigo Hippo come about?
Let's see. So about 6 years ago, our executive director, Alicia, actually had a storefront in our current space. Where we are located has been a creative resource for the past 6 years and in various capacities. But at that point, she was on a different journey and then went away to pursue a different piece of it. And really, while she was away, realized that the community aspect of having a storefront and a creative space and offering creative resources was something that she was really connected to. And in that time, was also introduced to the model of creative reuse. And knowing how vibrant a creative community Cincinnati has, she was very surprised that we didn't have a resource like that. And so began to kind of spearhead it from there.
You also are connected with several organizations in the community. And one of these is Camp Joy. So how do you interact with them? What's your piece of that?
Sure. So we provide quite a lot of programming support for Camp Joy. One of the ways that we interact is for the past 2 summers, we have designed their curricula for their summer programming. So they serve quite a few underserved youth from around the region. They have a wonderful creative arts center, and we create programming that addresses some of the personal growth and character development skills that they're hoping to address throughout the summer. We also provide them creative reuse materials for many of their programs.
There's also, I guess it's an organization, the acronym is MORTAR, M-O-R-T-A-R. Tell us what that is and what your involvement is with it.
Alicia Budke, who's our director, has really spearheaded this partnership specifically. But what we've done with MORTAR is to create social and emotional growth curriculum for underserved entrepreneurs. And so we're trying to bridge the gap between entrepreneurship and personal growth and character development. And the curriculum that we've created for this program is actually something that we're looking at offering at a larger scale because it's been really quite successful and participants have identified many ways in which it's helped them grow towards having a mindful and very creative business.
Are there other community agencies that you're involved with, partnering with at this time?
Yeah, so we have quite a few partnerships throughout the region. We work with between like 10 and 15 community partners at a time. Some of the partnerships that have been really wonderful in terms of programming have been Santa Maria Community Services in Lower Price Hill. We also work with the Cincinnati Art Museum in several capacities, one of which is that we offer a GROW program, and that is a program in which we explore personal growth, creativity, and mindfulness. It's the second Saturday of every month from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
And where is that held?
At the Cincinnati Art Museum.
You know, very often I have found there are creative circles that spring up from an enterprise like yours. Do you find that happening spontaneously? Do people, clients of your store, come in and tell you, we have this sewing circle or whatever it might be?
Yeah, definitely. And we get such a range of folks coming in. So sometimes it'll be students who introduce us to a collective that they're forming, or somebody who's really into textiles who mentions the Weavers Guild or things like that. So absolutely.
I understand that there's yet another longtime agency in Cincinnati. It's the Cloverneck Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Mm-hmm. And you all work with them also. What's your connection there?
Yeah, that is an organization that we've more closely worked with in the past year. My background is ceramics, so I was lucky enough to get to go and help build and offer a course around identity. You know, we kind of always layer in another piece to what we're doing, but it was a ceramic workshop for the folks at Cloverneck centered around, you know, this idea of identity. And we explored that through the weeks. And then we also have a gallery space in our storefront. And so at the culmination of that workshop, we showed all of the work in our space and invited all of the folks from Cloverneck to come down and see in whatever way all the work that was created. And it was really wonderful.
So I am curious about the gallery space. How is that used, other than in the instance you just gave us? Are there other ways that it will be used?
Absolutely. It's a fairly casual gallery space currently. It is just one wall of our space, but it is a really wonderful way for us to showcase our community's work. And on the last Friday of every month, we open a new show, and that can look like a number of things. Sometimes we do a group show where we've done a free-of-cost open call to anybody who wants to make work. We did two shows this past fall that centered around creative reuse. So we did a group show that was just, you know, creative reuse work, and then we did a one that was a little more focused on creative reuse jewelry and wearables, which was really wonderful to have a lot of artists up on our walls. And other shows that we do, sometimes it's just a single featured artist.
Well, I think it's just a wonderful adventure that you're offering the city, and so glad that you are involved in it. And thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
I've been talking with Amy Tuttle and Emily Farrison of Indigo Hippo, located at 1301 Main Street. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.